Welcome to Miracle Night. We're here on TikTok. Your host, Apostle Jason Leppard. Thank you for listening to the Kingdom Radio Podcast. You can also visit Touch of the South Pearls and Treasures. That is Touch of the South Pearls and Treasures. You can find them on Facebook.com/ Touch of the South, or you can go to their website at www.touchofthesouthpearlsandtreasures.com. They carry clothing, the cosmetics, Oysters opening game prizes, designer purses, boutique items, fellowship and fun, and jewelry. They carry all sort of stuff. The owners are Mel and Granny. Go visit them now on Facebook Live, Facebook.com/ Touch of the South.
Obedience. We're starting from Deuteronomy, if you got your Bibles tonight. Deuteronomy chapter 27, verse 14. And I'm going to start with this because this is the foundation of obedience that God laid the landmark of obedience in Deuteronomy chapter 27, verse starting at 14, and we're going to go into chapter 28 too. So here we go. We are in this chapter. We are in this chapter, guys. We are learning obedience. And listen what he said to the Levites. In chapter 27, verse 14, it says, "And the Levites shall speak and say unto all men of Israel with a loud voice, Cursed be the man that maketh any graven molded image, an abomination unto the Lord, work in his hands and craftsmanship, put in a secret place. All these people shall answer and say, Amen. Cursed be he that setteth in the light of his father and mother. And of all the people shall say, Amen. Cursed be removed of his neighbor's landmark. And if you remove his neighbor's landmark, and all the people shall say, Amen. Cursed be he that maketh the blind to wander out of the way. And all the people shall say, Amen. Cursed be preventance of judgment of a stranger, fatherless, and widow. And all the people shall say, Amen. Cursed be he that lieth in his father's wife. Cursed be he that undercovereth his father's skirt. All the people shall say, Amen. Cursed that he that lieth with any manner of beast. And all the people shall say, Amen. Cursed be he that lieth with his sister and the daughter of his father, the daughter of his father, or the daughter of his mother. And all the people shall say, Amen. Cursed he be thee that lieth with his mother-in-law, and all the people shall say, Amen. Cursed be he that smiteth his neighbor secretly, and all the people shall say, Amen. Cursed it be that taketh reward to slay the innocent person. All the people shall say, Amen. Cursed be he that confirmeth not all his words of his the law that does them. All the people shall say, Amen." Okay, here we go, guys. We are talking about obedience, and I'm gonna start in chapter 28. And then we're going to go and show you in the New Testament where it talks about obedience. And guys, I'm going to tell you something now. I'm not going to preach and yada and do the carburetor preaching and oh, we had church. No, I'm going to teach you, because teaching gets you somewhere with God. See, Jesus went about teaching. He didn't go about preaching. He went about teaching. See how we like hot messages? We like, yeah, glory, yeah. We like that, and we think we have church. We don't have church. We have church when we learn. Jesus went about healing all manner of sick, but I never heard Jesus going around sound like no carburetor preacher. Never heard that. But yet, In this 21st century, that's what we do. We think we have church because a man sits up there, hey, glory, hey, glory. He's just a bunch of hooping and hollering. See, we got too much emotion, emotionalism in church now, and we think we got church when nobody's learning anything. So this is what Jesus went about doing, teaching. Teaching. And that's what needs to be in the body of Christ, more teaching instead of hooping and hollering, slobbering and falling all in the floor, and your life don't even get changed. See what I'm saying? So see, tonight we believe the Holy Spirit is going to change us because we're going to learn and be taught of God. And this is what I'm going to teach you tonight. I'm going to teach you obedience. The Holy Spirit is going to teach us obedience. Obedience is better than sacrifice. Obedience. We don't like teaching. It's boring. It's boring. Listen, it's not boring. It's not boring when it challenges you to change your life. We got a bunch of people that hype up at church and run the pews. Oh, he skipped pews. We had church last night. Preacher didn't even get to preach. You didn't have church then. I said, you didn't have church. Sorry, but you didn't. In 28, it says, and it shall come to pass if thou shalt hearken diligently to the voice of God, to the voice of the Lord God, to observe all, to discern and do all of his commandments. I've commanded you this day that the Lord God will set on thee above all nations of the earth, and all the blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee. And if thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God, blessed shalt thou be in the city, blessed shalt thou be in the field, blessed shalt thou fruit of the body and the fruit of the ground. Watch this. Blessed shalt thou be in the city, blessed shalt thou be in the field, blessed shalt thou be in the fruit of the body and the fruit of the ground and the fruit of the cattle, thy increase of kine, and the flocks of sheep. Blessed shall thou basket be in the store. Blessed shall thou be that cometh in. Blessed shall thou be when thou goest out. And the Lord shall cause thy enemies that rise up against you, come on guys, and be smitten before thy face, and they shall come against thee one way and flee seven different ways. My God, he's talking about blessing you because of your obedience. And the Lord shall command the blessings upon thee in thy storehouses, and all that thou settest thy hand unto, and he shall bless thee in thy land which the Lord God giveth thee, and the land shall be established thee and upon a holy people unto himself. He shall be sworn unto thee, and if thou shalt keep the commandments of the Lord thy God and walketh in his ways, all the people of the earth shall see that thou art called on the name of the Lord. They shall not be afraid of thee. And the Lord shall make thee plenteous in all goods, and in the fruit of thy body, in the fruit of the cattle, in the fruit of the ground, in the fruit of the land, which the Lord God swore to your fathers to give thee. And the Lord shall open up to thee his good treasure in the heaven to give thee rain in the land in his season, to bless thy work. Come on. Watch this, guys. And the Lord shall open unto his good treasure in the heavens to give thee rain unto the land in his season, to bless all the work of thy hand. Thou shalt lend unto many nations. Thou shalt not borrow. And the Lord shall make thee the head and not the tail. Are you hearing me tonight? He shall make thee. Notice that make is a process. You're on your way of being the head and not the tail. Come on. Say you're on your way of being the head and not the tail. And thou shalt be above only, and thou shalt not be beneath. And if thou shalt hearken unto the commandments of the Lord thy God, which I command you this day to observe, to do all them, and thou shalt go aside from thee all the words which I command you this day, to go right hand to the left, or go after other gods to serve them. Now, I said all that to say this. If you don't do what God is telling you to do, if you don't be obedient to Him in this hour, none of these blessings will follow you. Proof's in the pudding. I said proof is in the pudding, guys. Proof is in the pudding. Now, you say, well, Jason, I'm doing all that. Well, show me the proof. Come on. Show me the proof. He said that you would have blessed, you would be blessed in the city, blessed in the field, blessed coming out, blessed is the fruit of your body. Listen, health will overrun you. Blessings will overrun you. Blessings will overrun your body. Listen, He's telling you tonight, if you will hear my voice and obey me, then you'll eat the good of this land. Your health will be healthier than you ever have in your life. That's what He's telling you. But if you do not hearken unto His voice, then you won't have these things. See what I'm saying? You won't have these things, guys. You will not have these things. Now, I'm going to go to some more scriptures for you because I love the Word of God when I preach or when I teach. Otherwise, I'm going to say I'm teaching tonight. We need to be taught. We don't need to be yelled at. We don't need this copyrighted preaching stuff. We need taught the Word of God. We need to grow thereby, listen, the censer of milk of the Word. Listen, sometimes teaching is the best thing for you. You need good revelation of God's Word and good teaching. That's what you need. Listen, I'm going to give you some more scriptures here, guys. I'm going to give you some more scriptures. Y'all ready for more scriptures? I got some people hungry on here tonight. Are you just hungry? Or you just come on here just to be wasting up air? Are you hungry tonight? Do you want something from God? I know I do. Watch this, guys. I'm going to give you some more scripture, okay? Romans 5:17 in the King James Version says, "For by one man's disobedience, many were made sinners." So by obedience, one. It don't take 5 or 10, it takes one. One man come on this world and change the whole world. It just only took one. Jesus come to be obedient. And He changed the whole world upside down. It don't take a group of people to change people. It just takes one obedient person. By whom you have received grace and apostleship for the obedience to the faith among all nations for His name's sake. Romans 1:5. So here we go. Romans 5:19 says, "For as by one man's disobedience were made sinners." Many were made sinners. "By one obedient of one shall make many righteous." So obedience is the key tonight. Obedience. Do what He tells you to do. Your life is not going in the direction the way you want it to go because you're not obeying God's voice. You see, He talks to you and you keep ignoring Him. You keep ignoring Him. And that's what the problem is, a lot of people. They don't hear God. They're disobedient. They're disobedient. It's because they hunger at their flesh. And I'm going to show you that here in a minute, guys. I'm going to show you walking in the flesh is disobedience. I'm serious. Hungering after the things of the flesh is walking in disobedience. "For the obedient is come aboard to all man." No, I'm not going to read you that. I'm going to go on right here. Okay, here we go. Let's go down right here, guys. I'm going to give you some more scripture about being obedient and disobedient. Okay, Ephesians 6:5. Let's go there. It says, "Servants, be obedient to them that are your masters according to the flesh." It said, just obey them. I don't like what my boss says. I don't like what he says half the time. But he is my boss. He wants you to be obedient. Oh, you say, well, I don't listen to my boss, when you're being disobedient. Come on. He tells you right here, servants, be obedient to your masters. Listen, Jesus said, you love me, but you don't do my commands. How do you say you love me when you don't be a doer of my word? You've got to do God's word instead of hearing it. Watch this, guys. Philippians 2:8, King James Version, being found the fashion as a man, he humbled himself and become obedient unto death. See, you've got to walk humility to become obedient. You've got to humble yourself. He just said it. In Philippians 2:8 says, he is found in the fashion as a man. He humbled himself. Listen, you got to humble yourself to walk in this obedience. This obedience I'm talking about, you got to walk in humility and humbleness. Otherwise, you got to get rid of your pride and just listen to your boss when he tells you to do something. I know you don't want to do it, and it may be wrong. Now, if your boss tells you to kill somebody, now that's wrong. You don't. Some things you don't have to do. You know what I'm saying? But some things he tells you come to work on time. Listen, he's your boss. Titus 2:5, to be discreet and chasten keepers at home, good, obedient to their own husbands. This talks about a characteristic of a woman. To be discreet, chasten keepers at home, good, obedient to their own husbands, that the word of God might not be blasphemed. Now, women, I'm going to tell you something. If you say you're obedient to God, then you're going to be obedient to his word and be obedient to your own husbands. We don't want to go there tonight. I'm not going to go too far with that. I can spend another hour on that. It didn't say be obedient to your husbands if he's doing you good. No, it just said be obedient. We don't agree with our bosses, and we heck don't agree with our husbands sometimes. But you know what? He told you to be obedient. You got to humble yourself. Having confidence and obedient, I write unto thee let's go on here, guys. Okay, in 1 Peter 1:14, as obedient children, not fashion yourself according to the former lust in your ignorance. Let's look that up, guys. Okay. Okay, here we go. Just give me just a second, guys. I think I turned too fast here. I'm giving you some more scriptures on obedience. We got to be obedient, whether it hurts or not, guys. Obedience. All right. All right, guys. Obedience is better than sacrifice. We must be obedient to God. And I think that's all that's going to give us tonight, guys. I'm pretty sure. I was trying to get to Galatians. Okay, let's go to 1 Peter 1:14. I think I can find it here. Okay. Watch this. As obedient children, not fashion yourselves according to the former lust in your ignorance, but as ye which were called ye holy, be ye holy in a manner of conversation. Because it is written, be ye holy as I'm holy. And if you call on the Father without respect to person, the Father who without respect to person judges according to every man's work. Pass the time of your sojourning here in fear. For so as much redeem the uncorruptible things as silver or gold and vain conversations. But I with the precious, precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish, without spot. Now watch this, guys. Who verily was foreordained before the foundations of the world, but have manifested in times of life. Who whom do believe in God, that raised him up from the dead, and gave him glory, for your faith and hope might be in God. Seeing that you have purified your souls, obeying the truth through the Spirit, undefiled, love the brethren, see that you love one another with a pure heart fervently, being born again, not of the corruptible seed, but the incorruptible, by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. For as all flesh is of grass, and all the glory of man is the flower of grass. In the grass where there fadeth, the flower fadeth and faileth away, but the word of God endureth forever. And the word of God is preached. Okay? I'm going to read this to you. I got to read this to you because a lot of people are being disobedient in these areas. And I'm kind of glad he led me here. I was wondering where he was leading me, but now I know. 1 Peter chapter 2. Wherefore, laying all aside malice and all guile and hypocrisy, envies and all evil speakings, as newborn babes desire the dispenser of milk, that you might grow up. As newborn babes desire the censer of milk of the word, that you may grow thereby. Now, let me show you something. We need to lay aside malice. What is malice? I'm going to teach you something tonight, guys. And I have been studying this, and this won't... I'm trying to get it to pull up, but it's not. Well, you know, I thought it would do, but I guess not. All right, guys, give me just a minute. A mother. Sometimes I love these computers, but they get where they just don't work right, you know? And you're trying your best to do it, but it just don't work right. It's not going to work. Oh, well. Anyways, malice is a type of, well, trying to get my best, and it won't work. Usually you can click on it and it'll come up. Anyways, malice and gall and hypocrisy and envies, we need to quit envying one another. And malice one another, hating on one another, talking bad about one another. And in chapter verse 3 says, if so be you have tasted the Lord and is gracious, to whom coming and a living stone, disallowed indeed of man, but chosen of God, precious, you almost living stones are built up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. So here's what he's saying tonight, guys. We need to learn to be obedient. That's the key. And that's what I'm preaching tonight. And that's what I'm teaching on. Obedience, obedience, obedience. Okay, Jason, where can I be obedient to God? Whatever he tells you to do. Whatever he tells you to do. Whatever he tells you to do. Do it. Guys, you know what? That's it for tonight. I mean, I know that's short and sweet, but that's all he's given me. He's not giving me nothing else. He's not giving me nothing else. Just be obedient. That's there's nothing really to really teach too much on obedience. The problem is when people, they say they don't hear God's voice. Well, you can't hear God's voice when you're hearing your voice override his. What am I meaning by that? Galatians chapter 5. We need to go to Galatians chapter 5. Let's just go there. Galatians chapter 5. I thought he was finished. I guess not. But we're going to go there anyways. Okay. Stand therefore in the liberty which Christ has made us free. Be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Behold, I, Paul, say unto you that if you be circumcised, Christ also profiteth you nothing. For I testify that every man is circumcised, that he is a debtor to do the whole law. Christ has become no effect unto you. Whosoever is justified by the law, you are fallen from grace. For we through the Spirit wait on the hope of righteousness by faith. You understand what that's saying? I'm going to read that real slow. For we through the Spirit wait on the hope of righteousness by faith. So how do you get right with God? By faith. Faith makes you right with God. What does the Bible say? Whoever shall believeth on him shall not, what? Perish. So it's not your works anymore. It's not what you're doing, it's what you're believing. My God, that was good. Thank you, Holy Ghost. I knew you wouldn't finish. So see, it's what you believe in that determines your faith and right with God. It's not what you're doing. See, we've been taught, oh, Jason just got right with God. He don't do this anymore. He don't cuss anymore. He don't drink anymore. He don't go to the bars anymore. He must be right with God. That don't have nothing to do with me being right with God. What has something to do with me being right with God is believing that the Son of God is real. See, a lot of you go to church and you walk this right life because you've been taught this, but you don't have no belief in you. You don't really believe there's a God. See, I've saw Jesus. In 1999, he took me out of my body. And I saw him face to face. See, that's the problem with people. They don't believe. They go to church. They do the righteous thing. They don't cuss. They don't smoke. They don't do this. But they truly don't believe in their hearts. And that's what he's talking about right here. Watch this. Whosoever you are justified by the law, you have fallen from grace. So if you try to justify your sins by the law, then you're falling from grace. It's right here, guys. But we through the Spirit wait on the hope of righteousness by faith. For in Jesus Christ neither circumcision availeth anything, uncircumcision, but faith which worketh by love, who you did run well, who did hinder you, that you shall not obey the truth. This persuasion cometh not of him that calleth you. A little leaven leavens a whole lump. And that's another thing we got to realize too. Some people that we're around is not of God. Because sometimes a little leaven will leaven a whole lump. And that could be people you're around. That could be things that you're doing that you know you ain't supposed to be doing. See, this is obedience, guys. Obedience. I have confidence in you through the Lord Jesus Christ, which you are not affected or minded, but who that trouble you bear his own judgment, whosoever it be. I, brethren, I preach circumcision, but I suffer persecution. Why do I yet suffer persecution? Then as the offense of the cross ceased, I would that thou even be cut off that trouble you. For brethren, you have been called to liberty, only use liberty occasion to the flesh, but by love serve one another and all the law. So otherwise, if somebody's pulling you away from God, if somebody's pulling you from God, then you need to get out from around that person, guys. But if you're pulling them to God, that's another thing. Whatever's causing you to be disobedient, you need to disconnect. My God. You need to disconnect. But if you bite and bite one another, take heed that you consume one another, that I say, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For to other that you cannot do the things you would, but you are led of the Spirit, yet you're not under cleanliness, leavens. Otherwise, what this is saying right here, guys, here's what it's saying in a nutshell. Get away from your flesh. Anything that's causing you to get in this flesh, you need to flee from it. You need to cut it off. But if you're led of the Spirit, you're not under the law. Now the works of the flesh are manifested, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lewdness, adultery, witchcraft, hatred. So if you're around something that's causing you to be hate, you need to get away from it. Wrath, strife, steadiness, hairs, envy, murderers. I'm not a murderer. I don't kill nobody. Yeah, but you do with your tongue. Mm-hmm. Jesus said, if you're mad at your brother for no cause, you what? You're a murderer. You don't have to murder somebody with a knife. Drunkenness, revelance, strife, envy, fornication. Of these I tell you before, I tell you time and past, those who do will not inherit the kingdom of God. This is what you need to hang around, guys. Watch this. If you're around people that has the fruit of the Spirit, love. You know what love does? Love covers a multitude of sin. It don't judge sin, it covers. It don't judge sin, it covers it. It's not going around picking everybody's faults out all the time either. It covers sin. It don't judge it. If God judged you according to what your sins was, then you know what? You wouldn't never live. But he don't. He loves you anyways. Joy. Joy. I can't stand hanging around a person that don't have no joy. Peace. Peace. You don't want to hang around people that want to just talk about people all the time. You know what I'm saying? Long suffering. Gentleness. Goodness and faith. I like hanging around a bunch of people that talk a lot of faith. Don't you, sister? I like hanging around a bunch of people that talk a lot about faith. I don't like talking about no hillbilly stuff. I just don't. I really don't. Meekness. Temperance, such there's no law. Hang around these things, guys. Hang around these things right here. Okay? All right, guys, that's all I have for you tonight. Listen, be obedient to him. Be obedient. Quit hanging around fleshly people. Start hanging around spiritual people. People that walk in the Spirit and not the flesh. Okay? Get your friend up. Y'all call each other on the phone and talk to each other and get that daily bread. Daily bread. We need daily bread. I ain't talking about going in your bedroom. I'm not talking about going in your bedroom, reading your Bible. That's not what I'm talking about. You need a fresh word from God daily. You need a fresh word from God daily. How do I get my fresh word daily? I'll tell you how to get it. I call my friends on the phone and the Holy Spirit falls and we have church right on that phone. We have church right on that phone. We have church right on the phone. That's how I get my daily bread. He said, were one or two gathered in my name, there I am in the midst. Why wouldn't you want to spend time with Jesus? Come on, he promises that he will be in your midst. And I promise you, when Jesus is in the midst, he has a word for you. He might give you a word through the Bible. He might give you a word through somebody at work or fellowshipping with somebody. He might give you a word. See what I'm saying, Tracy? Newberry? You got to connect with somebody because you got to have that daily bread. Our spirit man is starving because he ain't getting no. Listen, what did Jesus say? Every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God, that's what we need. We need that daily bread. We need a fresh word from God daily. That's what we live on. That's why you're so weak in the spirit. Your flesh is kicking your hind end because you ain't feeding your spirit man. Your spirit man don't have a power enough. Listen, you need to pray in the Holy Ghost. That's another way. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Be obedient, guys. This is how you be obedient. Get out of your flesh and tap into the Spirit. Feed the Spirit more than you do your flesh. And I prompt it. And that don't mean go to your bedroom for 12, 20 hours. No. And read your Bible 12. No, no, no. It's simple, guys. Get up and allow God to speak a fresh word into you every day. He might do it at work. He might do it with a friend. I don't know. But God will speak to you daily if you'll let it. One word from God feeds my soul every day. One word. He might be dealing with me in certain areas, but it feeds my spirit, man. See what I'm saying? So I won't run after the flesh. Because if you run after the flesh, guys, you're going to be disobedient. And you won't walk in Deuteronomy 27 and 28. I promise you. You will not walk in that. If you run after the things of the flesh and do mind the things of the flesh and don't run after the spirit, you're going to be disobedient. That's it. All right, guys, that's all I have for you tonight. Love you guys. Listen, if you want to sow, you can sow at paypal.me, Jason Leppard, or you can go to kingdomradio.com/give now. Listen, be obedient. Listen, I'm going to tell y'all something. I've been sowing $1,000 seeds, and this is what God spoke to me, and he told me to do. And you know what? I got a Harley Davidson 2017. I'm not bragging about nothing. I'm just showing you what God can do when you are obedient. I got a brand new truck out here. I just continuously sow seed. I practice what I preach. I do. I practice what I preach, guys. And when you sow to God and what he's doing through this ministry, I'm telling you, we got a lot of stuff coming up. We got a bike rally outreach. We're fixing a ride on the Harleys, and we're going to do outreaches, cooking, singing, preaching, everything. I'm telling you guys, this is the vision God has given us, and we need your help. Your motorcycle is beautiful. Thank you, sister. I appreciate that. I appreciate that. But it's obedience. And that's what I preach to people. Obedience is better than sacrifice. Be obedient in your finances to God. I promise you, he'll bless you too. He will bless you too. And there's more stuff coming up in that. So anyways, love you guys. God bless.